Our goal tonight is to spend a few minutes exploring the basics of the thought, of the machshava, the ideals of Sfiras HaOmer, and doing that using the frame of this passage of the Nesiv HaShalom of the Halig HaSlon HaOmer. This is the third mimer in his section on Sfiras HaOmer, and in this mimer, he reviews essentially the top 10 hits of machshava, of the ideas in the Inyan of Sfiras HaOmer. So he begins here in section Aleph. The pasuk describes the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Usfartam lachem imacharas haShabbos. We count from right after Pesach. We count Tisperu chamishim yom vehikravtem mincha chadasha laHashem. The end of that pasuk, what seems to be the telos, the goal of Sfiras HaOmer, is a mincha chadasha. It's svartel lechem yom avyachim until v'ekravtem mincha chadasha, a new offering. And the Rebbe wonders, wait a minute. We have a pasuk that describes the offering, the meal offering, the mincha that we're going to bring on Shavuos. That pasuk is mimoshvoseichem. Mimoshvoseichem, next line, Taviu lechem tenufa shtayim shteis ornim sholos tiyanecha meistef and bikurim laHashem. Lomar shemincha zu mevim in achadash. So the Rebbe says, wait a second. This idea of v'hikravtem mincha chadasha laHashem, that should have been in the second pasuk, in the mimoshvoseichem pasuk that describes the karvan. Why are we putting the v'hikravtem mincha chadasha laHashem in the first pasuk? He says, I don't understand. In addition, he says here on line 8, Od yesh lavayir halashon omer hatenufa. What is the meaning of the omer of the waving? What does that have to do with anything? Shtei alechem ta'atzeres nem alechem tenufa. What is the din of tenufa that is unique to these korbanos, unlike other korbanos that also have it, but they don't become part of the name? That's not part of the identity. So he quotes from the Halig Beis Avram, as he often does from the previous Slon HaOmer, in line 13. He says, let's explain it in the name, in the merit, in light of the teachings of the Admor Beis Avram, Zechus Yogan Aleinu, in the name of his father, based on the explanation of the Pasuk, Adam Uvehema Toshia Hashem. Says the Slon HaOmer in line 15, Shemerames al avodas yemei hasfira. That this pasuk, Adam uvehema toshia Hashem, that encapsulates the avodas sfira. What does that mean? Ki es haomer betchilas yemei hasfira, the korban omer, the offering that they brought on the second day of Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash, heviu line 16, mi seorim, from barley. And even though barley is one of the five grains that constitute a meal for purposes of the mitzvah of challah, birchas hamazon, chametz, matzah, but we consider that meichel behema. That's the korban omer. It's meichel behema. The Gemara says in Sota that barley, that's like animal food. But the korban that we bring on Shavuos, the shtei alechem, what is that from? That's from wheat. That's from chitim. V'shtei alechem she'ekrivu b'chag ha'shavuos hayu, mechitim is machal adam. Why? Because, says the Slon HaOmer, we are undergoing a transformation. He quotes a medrash in the Shochar Tov that describes the Ribbono Shel Olam's intervention in Mitzrayim in a very exceptional way. There are different midrashim that describe how the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out. One describes the Ribbono Shel Olam like a smith, a goldsmith, that he had to stick his hand in the gold. Another medrash, this Shochar Tov, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam kivyachol had to stick his hand inside the animal to remove the ubar b'me'ei imo. He had to remove the fetus. And that ubar, that fetus, ubar yerach imo, according to one opinion in the Gemara. That's like the same identity as the mother. The Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, we were in a very, very bad shape, in very bad state spiritually, to the extent that the mashal is that we were like an ubar in the me'ayim of a behema. We were spiritually depraved in a level of, you don't want to say it because it's not nice, but that's the description. It's a very bad level. It's a level of a behema. So what happens? We're at this level of behema. The geula comes to Klal Yisrael, says the Slonimer, and line 25, through the emuna that we have. But that's great. That only gets us out the door. The Rebbe Shel Olam, as we know, the idea of Macharas HaShabbos, it's Isarusa de La'ela. The Rebbe Shel Olam did everything taking us out. We just had to do a little bit. I had a Rebbe in 11th grade. Maybe we weren't the best behaved shiur in the world. He used to say to us, guys, just 2%. Just give 2%. I'll do 98, but just 2%. So the Rebbe Shel Olam Kiviyachol says, just 2%. Just Pesach, Dam Mila, I'll get you out with your emunah. That's it. But do we want to be a bunch of behemoths? Do we want to be on that madrega? No, we have to reinvent ourselves through the process of Taharas Hamidos, of personal transformation. That personal transformation is line 26. Rak achar sheyotzim in Mitzrayim eschilu yemei asfira sheim tkufas taras hamidos. And through our personal transformation, hishapchu, line 28, we were transformed. V'hisalu, we were elevated mibechinas behema lebechinas adam. And that is the goal. Because we cannot arrive at Kabbalah Satorah in that state of behema. It's Adam u'behema toshia Hashem. You have to be b'chinas Adam. You have to become a person. And therefore, what is the goal of the counting? What is the goal of the Sfiras Omer? Of Usfartam Lachem? It's to get to the Mincha Chadasha. Because what is the Mincha Chadasha? So obviously the Mincha Chadasha is wheat. It's the symbol of being an Adam. But the Mincha Chadasha also says, take a look on line 32, he quotes in the Kli Yakar, Shemincha Chadasha hi remez lekabolas haTorah, Shenemar alea b'chol yom, yu be'inecha kechadoshim. Torah every day is like it's new, it's a Mincha Chadasha. The Shtei Omer was the new grain in the Mikdash. Mincha Chadasha. We are Mischadish. Now take a look in the next column. Not just, of course, the Torah Chadash, but it's like we're saying, line number 40, Kibriya Chadasha, Mibechinas Behema, Lebechinas Adam. This is our transformation. Mincha Chadasha. And this is the quality of Midos. And the rest of this idea of this Bria Chadasha through Midos, it's very much in line with an idea that I have seen many times in the writings of the late Gadol Harav, Dr. Abraham J. Tversky, M.D., Zecher Tzadok V'Kadosh Livracha. He has this idea in many of his books. I was just reviewing one, I'm a huge devotee of Dr. Tversky. I was just reviewing one of his books that I had not read before called The Rabbi and the Nuns. And he describes his work with the nuns in St. Francis Psychiatric Hospital. Amazing. And in many of his works, including this one, in addition to The Spiritual Self and many other ones, he talks about the definition of spirituality. And his suggestion is that the difference between a behema, an animal, and an adam is spirituality. He defines spirituality as the things, the qualities, the dimensions that distinguish us from animals. Animals act based on instinct. We make decisions based on morality. Animals learn only through behavioral inputs. We can make reflective moral judgments. V'chahena, right? It's all shoresh. is in the idea of being a reflective, thoughtful, analytical, moral, all these qualities of human, of being human, that's what he defines as spiritual. That's the nishmas chaim, that's the ruach mamala, that's the definition of spirituality. And of course, obviously, the goal of religion is to help a person refine their spirituality. But ken zayin, you could say in Yiddish, it's possible for a person to be religious and rachman l'islam, not spiritual, and it's also possible for a person to be deeply spiritual, even if they're not religious. So in thinking about this definition, Dr. Tversky enlightened me to appreciate what the Slonimer is saying is this transformation of Sefiras HaOmer. What exactly do we mean when we talk about tikkun hamidos, that a person goes from a behemoth to an adam? See, as an expression, one of the books, he talks about what he calls a bovine experience, a bovine life. Baruch Hashem, we live, right, in Shechinim of Wisconsin, and you can drive up, as I have done, Kedarkeinu Bakodesh many times, and you drive past all the bovine chevra. What are they doing out there? You know?
They're grazing.
Yeah, they're just chilling. They're grazing. What's the goal?
They're grazing at the Pesach.
They're what are they living life? Hey, that's it. Enjoying it. It's relaxed. Swat away the flies with the tail. So Dr. Tversky says, is that the tachlis of life, that we should live a bovine existence? That we should be human beings who are basically grazing? That we just go from one grazing to the next? Like, that's the tachlis of life? If that's life, then that's bevichinas behema. Right? We sometimes maybe think that maybe in a Musar Shmuz, they say, Chevra, you guys are acting like behemoths. But that's one way of behemoths when we acted like that in high school. But the other aspect of the chias of a behemoth is the bovine existence of a life that's not called upon to something deeper and higher. It's just a life of going from one shmorg to the next, you know, enjoyable, pleasurable, you know, feed your face or feed your bodily desires, experience one to the next, one bale of hay to the next. There's no meaning in that. There's nothing human. There's nothing spiritual. So the transformation in Sefiras HaOmer is to go from the bovine existence, from the animal existence, but not animal as like, you know, low. That's also true. But it's the bovine existence of being unrefined, having nothing that's moral or cognitive or analytical, to being a spiritual person. That's this transformation. That's the tikkun of Sefiras HaOmer. And so tikkun hamidos essentially is moral development, because that's spiritual ascent. Those are the dargas. That's the step-by-step transformation. So we're literally going from a basic bovine existence to Kabbalah Satorah. What's Kabbalah Satorah? That's the moral endowment. Those are the mitzvos that enable us to lead a meaningful life. It calls us to something higher. That's the transformation of Sefiras HaOmer. And so the symbol of that refinement is Mincha Chadasha, because it's wheat, Michael Adam, and Torah, which are now synonymous, because Torah is about spirituality. It's Lahoros, it's a guide for us to live. It's interesting, I think he once pointed this out, Dr. Tversky, I think, pointed out that animals, they live face down. And human beings, we stand upright, we look up. The transition from Bevechinas Mitzrayim, where we're looking down at the plate, all that matters is in the plate, to an Adam that looks up and you see, wow, there's a world around us. You know, there are people who, Rahman al-Salaam, never, they're sick. You know what we could do? We can heal them. Baruch Hashem. There are people, Nebuch, who don't have a home. We can take care of them. There are people who don't have as much as we. There's no such thing as a homeless shelter in the wildlife. It's not a thing. Begeder Adam, you look out, you see the homeless people. You see the people who have cancer. You see the people who are poor. In the wildlife, they look down. They only see their own Dalet Amos. Maybe you could be Mosif, one little shtickle nofach to Dr. Tversky, to the Slonimer, Zichronim Levracha, that maybe it's not surprising then that one of the hallmarks of a Torah life, of a spiritual life, of standing upright and not being b'bechimas behema, is the idea of chesed. And what do we learn? The Medrash Rabbah says from the Megillah Asrus, says it doesn't have lo iser of lo heter, lo tumah of lo tara, even though it does have a lot of halachas in there. The Medrash says, it just says, litein schar lagom lechasadim. A person who has that type of orientation, a spiritual orientation, it's not just about fressing. What's the pasuk saying initially? L'ta'ava yivakesh nifrad. A person who's a big bal taiva, they're always by themselves. Because if I am a bal taiva, if I'm on the bovine existence, my experience is diminished when you take from the hot dogs, the mini hot dogs and the buns, you know what I'm talking about? The franks and blanks from my plate. If I had six and I give you one, now my taiva is less. So the taiva, you're going to have evocation of fraud. You're going to only look in your own plate. But a person who's a ben adam, a person who's Torah-dik, a person, he looks around and says, oh, the guy just got to the shmorg late. They cleared the whole thing. I, Baruch Hashem, have six franks and blanks still on my plate. You know, you're hungry, you just came from work. Would you like one? That's a ben adam, because the ben adam makes this moral calculation as to, you know, what's happening to the other person. That's Megillas Rus. It's all about the chesed. So it's not a coincidence in my mind, because the whole musag of Gemilas Chasadim is shayach only to people. Animals take care of their young, but that's the scientists will tell, that's because it's a biological, the Ribbono Shel Olam put an unbelievable instinct that to perpetuate the species, the reproductive system includes nurturing, because otherwise it would disappear. But there's no such thing as like a Gemilas Chasadim society. They don't have the Ark or the Chesed Fund among the behemoths. Zelozeh. We can become this Bria Chadasha. And so this is the transformative qualities that's going to take us from Yitzias Mitzrayim, as he says in the next section, Bechol Dor V'Dor, go down to 66. Bechol Dor V'Dor Chayv Adam Liras Asatzmo Ki Ilu Yatzim Mi Mitzrayim, She Bechol Dor V'Dor Chayv Adam Liras, She Yiyye Yotzehu, top of the next column, Atzmo Mi Mitzrayim, and what's going to happen? Ule Hisafeich, we are going to be transformed. Mi Bechinas Ubar B'me'e Behema, we're not just going to be a calf, a behema, that only looks out for our own selfish, personal, physical desires, lebechinas Adam. And so that's why you need seven, because seven is the full totality of experience, 7 days in the week, seven musical notes, seven colors of the rainbow, but it's not just seven, because every seven in the spheres has within it a pattern of seven. So you need seven sevens, because that's the ultimate totality. And then you graduate to Bechina of Yovel. That's going to be the ultimate. So this is going to be our transformation. And that's why he says here, line seven in the second column, in the second page, therefore, we understand now that once we have accomplished this level, we've gone from Behema to Adam, Dila'achar, now that we've gone, Shekvar Hisig Bechinas Adam, Reishis to Avodahu Bikurim Lashem. This spiritual sensitivity enables us to now realize the Ribbono Shel Olam. Realize that there is something more, there's something greater. Where is that from? A spiritual being understands that that's the Borei Olam. And that engenders a feeling of awe, a feeling of gratitude, a response of Bikurim. And he has a beautiful drasha here, number 10. He quotes also from the Beis Avram, and the Pasuk, Adam ki yakrav miken karban la'ashem. Min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon takrivas karbanchem. She'a'ikar hu Adam ki yakrav miken. What does that mean? Miken is Rosh Yitevus, mida keneged mida. That what? That a person, what is the greatness of a person? What defines a man? That you're able to make a sacrifice. You're able to see something bigger than yourself. That's the greatest Adam. A person who's a behemoth doesn't sacrifice themselves for somebody else, but a person who's Adam, we see in our tkufa, maybe we knew it intellectually, but now we see it mamish. Young men, 18, 19, 20, 23, 24 years old, who are Adam ki yakrev mikem, they literally give themselves over to Knesset Yisrael. When I was there, I went to a shiva house of a man, a young man, beautiful, wonderful person. I never met him, obviously. His name was Shachar Friedman. So his father was talking at the shiva that before he went to Gaza, he wrote them a letter that he is prepared, and for this, it's Kedai. That's what he wrote. Adam ki yakrev mikem, that's the greatest Adam. To see something greater than yourself, that's an Adam. That's mamash an Adam. That's the greatest Adam hashalim. That's the image of Adam that's on the Kisei HaKavod. It's the ability to see something greater. That greater is through Ribono Shel Olam. Unbelievable. Adam ki yakrev mikem. Karban Lashem. Line 19. Hadvarim hakashim biyoser. She'osam dakav. That a person, when you do your tikkun amidos, that's the biggest sacrifice. You know, those of us who weren't born with patience, when we work on our patience to become more of an Adam, to become more of a spiritual person, like Dr. Tversky says, that's a karban. And whose karban is it? It's the karban of the Adam. Adam ki yakrev mikem. Amazing. And that's a korban Lashem. And that's what we're bringing. That's ultimately the Bikurim. And interesting, he concludes the section with, go down to line 23. The Shtei Alechem, their merame is the Lechem, which is Taiva Sa'achila. And Kedrasha Sa'achazal, Alechem Eshu Ochel, which is physical intimacy. These are two drives, which what is the commonality between the physical sustenance, both a person's nutrients and their reproductive? Those commonalities are shared with behema. A behema also eats and a whole behema also reproduces. So what makes us different than the behema? It's the way that we go about it. It's the person, when they get food, they make a bracha. They thank their Bon Shalom. They give trumas, maestras. They give bikurim. They give maestr ksafim, staka from their parnasa. Lechem is also parnasa, obviously. Lechem chukim atrifeni. It's the food, it's the parnasa. And it's also the way that a person conducts themselves with their intimate relationships. That's what makes us an Adam. Because, of course, in many ways, we have these things in common with a behema, but we don't. Because we're a bria chadasha. It's the midos. I don't know much about mating in the wild, but it's not like a derech eretz situation. It's not that, but in a marriage of kedusha,
it's only camel.
So for a behema, that is a biological reality. But for an adam, we transform. We take it to a whole different. It becomes a relationship. And these are. It's interesting if you look. If you want to look in the Rambam in Hilchos Kedusha, the Rambam includes the laws of food and the laws of relationships. Those are definitions of Kedusha. Kedusha is another way of describing spirituality, of being human. And now he concludes in section Gimel, where we finish the first set of questions, Omer HaTanufa. He began the section by asking, what's the pshat that we count till the Mincha Chadasha? Now we understand, because the Mincha Chadasha is the symbol of being human. It's Michael Adam. It's a symbol of spirituality. It's a symbol of Torah. And therefore, the Sphira Omer is that transformation. Why is it Omer HaTanufa? So he quotes from the Halaga, Rab Aaron HaGadol of Karlin. What was the Torah? His Torah was the Torah of Rab Aaron of Karlin, of one of Bali Tshuva. He says there was a story of a person who is Nebuch Rachman Litzlan, very far away from Yiddishkeit. And speaking to him didn't help. And what happened? Someone grabbed him from his coat and said, "How long is this going to go on?" And what happened? He returned in tshuva. This is the Maisa. And Rav Aaron of Karlin, next column, line 36, he says, this person, Nebuch, was so far that speaking to him wouldn't help. What happened? They had to shake him, shake his jacket. They had to shake him to wake him up, to realize you need to turn your life around. Says Rav Aaron of Karlin, that's the pshat of tenufa. The idea of tenufa is moving the person, to help them realize they got to get out of this Olam Havahamias and get into the Olam of Bnei Adam. But then there's the deeper level is that a tenufa, in addition that you need the movement, but the tenufa is also the raising up. We become elevated. Through the Tikkun HaMidos, through shaking ourselves in tshuva to get us out of the rut of Bahamias, because that's the physical nature of a person, it drags us down to our more base side. Once we're tenufa, moving around, waving around, we're shaken up, says Rav Aaron HaGadol, that's going to bring us back in tshuva, that's going to help us become more spiritual, then the tenufa is raising us up. Then we become that bikurim, the chag bikurim. And then he says, this is the conclusion, line 54 on the left side, he adds a beautiful conclusion. L'chein, lo nizkar b'torah zmano shel chag ha-shavuos. He says, wait a second. Why is it that Shavuos doesn't have a date on the calendar? Why not? Yontif, shouldn't it have a date? Pesach has a date. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Why doesn't Shavuos have a date? He says, because it's really about the process. Matan Torah, of course, is going to be the receiving of the Torah. And that's going to be on a certain date. But that's not the goal. That's not what it's about. If it had a date on the calendar, then you know what you could think? As long as I get to that date, I'll get the Torah. But the message, and this is not exactly what the Slonimer said, how he says it, but this is what I'm taking from it. If the goal is for us to be transformed through Sphira, to be people who are ready to accept spirituality, then by shortcutting it, you would actually undermine the whole thing. It's got to be that this process is simply, it's exclusively the culmination of the journey from the Uber B'me'ei Behema, from Pesach. If you had a date on the calendar, then you would say Pesach was over there and Shavuos is over here. No. He's pointing out that Shavuos is only in reference to Pesach. It's only in reference to the counting. It's only in reference to the process of growth. Then you get to the Mincha Chadasha. Then you get to Chag HaBikurim. Then you get to Kabbalah Satorah. And so therefore, it dafka doesn't have a date on the calendar. It's through this Lehavich, as he says in line 61, transform Mibachinas Behema from that level of the Behemah, the Bechinas Adam, that we're sholate, we're using our spirituality, our moral compass to make decisions about all of our physical, all of the Behemah, all of the Lechem. Through that, Le'eskadesh, B'kdusha Shalmai La'agila Madrega Al-Yona Shekhlabah Satorah, that's going to be considered the Hemshech and the Tashlam. And what's interesting is that it's not about eschewing and rejecting the Sad HaBehema. It's about, exactly, it's about transforming it for a level of Kedusha. So you know what we do with the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos? We make it Chametz. We make it Chametz. Because at the beginning of this process, we needed the serious spiritual antibiotics. First things first, we needed matzah. That's like spiritual antibiotics. But the goal is that because we've transformed ourselves, we're capable of now eating chametz. We are Bnei Adam. A Ben Adam who's spiritual, he knows how to have a proper relationship with materialism, with food, with intimacy, with all aspects of life. And that is the ultimate culmination. That's the avoda of Sefiras Omer to bring us to Shavuos.